RJ Byrne is the presenter.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm just going to go over a little bit of some of the studies I've done over the past couple years in Georgia with good old Cornesboro on cotton. So here's some of the questions we're typically getting from the field, from growers, consultants, and extension as well. And, you know, going over the couple years now with Cornesboro, it's like it seems like we can identify, hey, with a fungicide, we can decrease defoliation and we can increase yield, but we still don't have a solid answer on what the right answer is every time. Here's a trial I've done did in 2010. Y'all probably seen this photo before. This was Deltapine 0935 sprayed with 6 ounces of headline at the fourth week of bloom. These darker strips are the treated strips, and the lighter strips are the untreated strips as evidence of defoliation causing those untreated strips to be wider. That was pretty amazing to get to see from the airplane when I was taking those photos. We did have a significant difference in the defoliation. There was about a 50% difference total on that, and we averaged around 63 pounds of lint in the treated versus the untreated. Trial in 2012 I did in Mitchell County. Actually, this was a variety trial I had with one of my growers, and he had Cornesboro was just getting hot and heavy in there in the third week, and I encouraged him to spray, and he said at the price of cotton he was not going to spend the money. And so I called my BASF rep at that time, and I said, you might think this is crazy, but how about some twin line, and we can hit it at the sixth week of bloom. And to my knowledge, there was no on-farm trials that were making treatments at week six, any studies like this. And also, too, the good thing about this is I wanted to show that all varieties were impacted or can be impacted by Cornesboro, and not just one specific variety that seems to be targeted in Georgia. And as you can see here, we had an overall 6 of the 9 varieties were numerically yield better, or yield increased than the untreated. And then there is 3 of them circled in the yellow circle right here that were statistically significant. Statistics make you happy, right, Bob? Overall 73 pounds we had. One of these was a little over 200 pounds difference for the 6 week of bloom application. Here's just a graph of the defoliation. We've got the treated versus the untreated. Looks pretty good there, is what we would expect to see, and it was significant across the whole trial. Here's something else I did last year as well, is I took a measurement of an average measurement of the plant height for the treated and untreated blocks, and then also the highest hit. The highest hit is what I assume to be the highest hit of Cornesboro in the plots. Of course, I didn't have a microscope out there to analyze was it exactly Cornesboro, but from a bullseye appearance is what I assume. And so, you know, I hear a lot of times that, you know, rank growth typically lends towards the susceptibility of getting Cornesboro, potential defoliation, etc. But as you can see here, varieties that we would typically associate with not being a very tall variety, say 1740, 367, and even 375, were all had a yield increase in with, or excuse me, all had a significant amount of defoliation. And as you can see here, the highest hits and treated were still pretty high on the Cornesboro rankings. Moving on to 2013, weather, as you know, major issue. One of my growers, he was 80 years old this past year, and he was telling me he'd never seen a May, June, and July as wet in his lifetime. First one up here I have is a dry land, if you can call it, in 2013. I would not assume this is a dry land, though, with the much rains we had. Looks pretty good. We can see that a week 3 and 5 treatment is numerically better than a non-treated. We average around 57 pounds of lint for all varieties. And looking here at our hit rating and a defoliation rating. So the hit rating is just a visual estimation of how much Coronespora is in the canopy of the plant. And then our defoliation is just a visual estimation of defoliation. And what you can see here is obviously a treated is better than an untreated on the amount of Coronespora in the canopy. And then also a treated has less defoliation than an untreated. Looks pretty normal. And as well as for the plant height and the highest Coronespora hit, it's pretty much the same. Treated looks better than our untreated. And let's go on to 2013, my Mitchell County irrigated trial. This was something I tried to replicate from what I did in 2012, and had some interesting results this year. You can see that starting off with the first variety here, last year, 2012, 1137, actually the untreated out-yielded the 6-week bloom application in 2012. Well, in 2013, it was the reverse. Another thing to note out here as well, too, is that on 1252, the untreated out-yielded both the week 1 and 6 and the week 6 treatment. And for an overall average, the single week 6 application was the highest yielder in this trial. I don't quite understand that, because you would think that even with our week 1 and 6, since we're making or having the same treatment twice, you would think that it would be close, but it's how it works sometimes with research. We ended up with an average of 28 pounds of lint increase on the week 1 and 6 and 52 pounds on the week 6 treatment. And I'm an economist by training, and so when you look at this right here, the grower's probably going to be more interested in getting a return on that week 6 treatment versus spending the money on 2 applications. Moving on next to the defoliation rating on here. This one's a little different here. We can look and see at the first variety here. If we look at the line graph, and I apologize, this percentage actually should be on this side and this hit rating should be on this side. And it got turned around. But so let's start off with the hit rating here on the bar graphs. So as you can see here, pretty much the week 1 and 6 has the least amount on average, and with the exception of 1137, and if we move on to the defoliation ratings here, pretty much you would follow what we would assume, that the more fungicide applications we have, the less defoliation we have, which is indicated by the week 1 and 6, the blue line here, and our red line here is our week 6. It is just a tad higher on 1252. And what's interesting is that when we look at the yield for 1252, it was, for the week 6 treatment, was less than the untreated. So maybe there has something to do with that. Less leaf canopy to feed the bulls. And looking at the plant height versus plant height in our Coronespora hit, pretty much follows the same pattern. However, again, I'll say that the highest Coronespora hit for $4.99 and $10.50 and $11.37 was higher than the untreated. I'm not sure why that's going on there either, but maybe just the weather we had at the time, we're getting more pressure in those specific plots. You know, look back over some of this, the research that's been done. I mean, like I said earlier, we can try different timings, and it seems that some of these later treatments are doing a pretty good job versus the earlier season treatments and what I'm seeing on these on-farm trials. And that may just have to be to do with the size of the field and that we're getting more movement within the field once the disease gets started. Some things I'd like to maybe see in the future would be, of course, looking at the some more treatment timing. And I've always kind of been curious how much of a hit of Coronespora on the leaf surface affected its ability for that leaf to continue to produce and feed a bowl or plant. Other fungicide options, I know that's coming in the future. And also, of course, the effect of weather, temps, humidity, et cetera. I know this year, probably on average, I'd say that, let me go back here, with our cooler weather that we had, I'd say probably on average we had less of an effect of Coronespora this year from what I was saw versus in 2012. I don't know, y'all may have seen something different in the field, but I'd also like to say thanks to, of course, BASF for their sponsorship. A couple other folks that helped out in these past trials, Dr. Kimwright, Jared Walls, Abraham Fuller, and with that, is there any questions?
Time for questions.
All right, thank you.